It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Bustin' Loose Baseball, hosted by Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer, gives you in-depth analytics and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital. Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
Quick look at the minor leagues, and we'll do a much deeper dive in our pod later in the week. But last 10 days for the Nationals, just a quick update on some of the top prospects. Dylan Cruz over a 10-day sample here, 5 for 23 at the plate, a 724 OPS, 217 average. James Wood has cooled off considerably since his four-hit multi-homer game going back to last Thursday, but he does have an 827 ops over the last 10 days, which is still right up there among the team's top 30 prospects. I believe second best among all of their hitters in the top 30 over the last 10 days. Brady House hit a home run, had an 814 OPS last 10 days. Yoani Morales has certainly struggled a bit, 636 ops over that time. And speaking of struggling, Elijah Green, man, still in Fredericksburg to start the season, top five pick last year. You know, guy that we haven't really talked a lot about on the pod, frankly, because there's never anything necessarily to update other than he struck out a bunch. And I don't like to be mean. I mean, the guy's got an enticing and tantalizing skill set. He can run. He can play the field. He's got massive power, but he can't hit. And if you can't get on base with your bat, it's kind of hard in this sport to do a whole lot else. He's hitting 180 to begin the year with a 597 OPS, which isn't horrendous until you find out that he's got 28 strikeouts in 50 at-bats. Remember, last year, he struck out about 50% of the time. Well, this year, he's up over 50% right now in strikeout rate, and that's repeating low A as a 20-year-old. It was a top-five pick 2 years ago. So this is not the start to the season we were hoping for and the adjustments we wanted to see from Elijah Green.
Yeah, it's disappointing with Elijah Green because this is a guy that, to me, might still have the highest ceiling out of the entire system with his ability in just about every single facet of the game. The thing that he lacks is the most fundamental part of baseball as a hitter, putting the bat to the ball, and he just hasn't been able to do that. The strikeouts, you just can't have that many, obviously. You can't be striking out close to 50% of the time, much less over 50% of the time. Even if you cut it in half, it'd be still a bad strikeout rate. And if you're a Nats fan, like, if you cut it in half, you feel like you could still make that work with the rest of his skill set. But that just seems like a long way off. There were some hopes with Elijah Green. Like, I saw stuff on Twitter that he was tweaking his swing, maybe trying to get some of the length out of the swing, shortening it a little bit, being a little more compact to the ball, just finding ways to make sure that he could make contact. And it hasn't made much of a difference. Like, he hit one over the batter's eye this year, and I think in Lynchburg when they were on the road, and that's awesome. You see that, and you get excited about the potential, but you just look at the numbers and see the amount of times he strikes out of the plate, and it's something that's, I don't know, it's not really encouraging, Grant, because, look, you can have all the talent in the world, but if you can't hit the ball, then it's just never going to work. So hopefully at some point it can get turned around, but things don't look good for Elijah Green. But with the other guys, Grant, I mean, this is something I think we need to look at. Like, we were talking about James Wood getting called up. We'd still love that. I think that at any point, if he were to get called up, it wouldn't be too soon. I think that he's kind of shown that he can play, even though, you know, he's kind of come back down to earth a little bit. He can still clearly play. Dylan Cruz, on the other hand, whatever. But when you look at the big league ball club, like, Jesse Winker has been fantastic. they're going to hang on, and Jesse Winker is going to have a spot until they probably try to deal him at the deadline. So he's going to stick around. You got to think Stone Garrett's coming back at some point. I think Eddie Rosario's kind of been a bit of a miss so far with what they tried to get out of him, you know, as a minor league invite that ultimately made the roster. So maybe he gets moved out when Stone Garrett comes back up. I don't know that they're going to kick out Jacob Young at this point. So it might just end up being something where they just continue to have James Wood playing AAA, even though we don't necessarily love that. He could stick around in AAA and maybe he gets called up after the deadline, or, you know, just kind of see how things are going. But when you've got a ball club that's won three out of their last four series against some pretty good ball clubs, you don't really want to change things up, even though you get a really good player in James Wood. But to me, I just think that they're going to keep rolling with this, even though we'd love to see him at Nats Park. You know, we'd love to see him at the Dodgers series coming up on Tuesday. That's probably not going to happen. We'd love to see him at the beginning of May when they come back home against the Blue Jays. It just seems to me like maybe we got a little bit too excited, rightfully so, but I think they're just going to kind of stick with what they've got.
I could see him up on that homestand. I could be wrong, but Toronto and Baltimore, the AL East homestand, starting Friday, May 3rd. You know, Cade Cavalli, I think, debuted on a Friday night. He wanted to get a little juice in the ballpark. You know, the news broke a few days beforehand. People bought tickets. I could see, you know, Friday, May 3rd against Toronto, and I'm just completely guessing, right? But it's very possible it'll be a month, as you said, 6 weeks. But I do think, you know, the Orioles is theoretically a really good opportunity to draw for them. You know, that's not a long homestand. It's only 5 days. So do you wait till you have, you know, six or seven or something like that to try to boost the numbers? But yeah, I would love to see him get his shot for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Remember to subscribe, rate, review this podcast. Do all the podcasty things that you can wherever you listen to your audio. We will shout you out and read your comments. And thank you for listening. Let's start with Nats Nut Maryland, who says, outstanding analysis of everything Nats. Grant and Toby provide valuable insight both at the major league and minor league levels. Every Nats fan should listen to their podcast. That's the way it's done, people. Nats Nut Maryland. He gets it.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
That is the way that it's done, Toby. Wes, a.k.a. Skins Fan 1020, says, appointment listening. Absolutely love the show. GP and Tobes do an amazing job providing statistical and analytical analysis to the sport I love so much. I craved a well-produced Nats podcast, and these gentlemen are part of my routine. Thank you, fellas. Keep up the great work. Hear, hear. Thank you, Wes.
Thank you.
A.k.a. Skins Fan. Very cool. So go rate and review, and please spread the word and send the pod around to your buddies who are looking for a Nats pod. I know a lot of people, if you're like me, you want that content. It's not always easy to find, so let people know that we are doing this. For producer Darris, Toby, you get the last word.
Yeah, it was really cool at Nats Park. We're just sitting there on Saturday. We're watching the ball game, and my guy Jack Swellington on Twitter comes up and says hi to me. So I know you're a little more famous than I am, GP, but it's always cool interacting with people that listen to the podcast. Obviously, listen to your show, Grant and Daniel, 106.7 The Fan. I'm sure you've had plenty of interactions with fans, but it's always cool and excited for Nats baseball. Cool to, I believe he lives down in Richmond, made the drive up for the Nats game on the celebration weekend. So just really cool interacting with fans, and a lot of fun to have you guys a part of the ride. I mean, this, you're the ones that make it possible, and it's a lot of fun because, heck, we talk about Nats all the time. So it's just like you get to hang out on our regular conversation. So it's pretty cool.
Did he get a ring? Do we know?
I believe he did. I believe he did. I have to make sure, but I believe he did. Yeah.
All right. I love it. Well, very cool. Well, that's good to hear. Appreciate everybody checking us out. We will see you out at the ballpark. For Toby, I'm Grant saying so long. Enjoy Nats baseball.